Joined by Ryan Thorensen Carson, who's the environmental campaign coordinator for NYPIRG, or the New York Public Interest Research Group, and something I assume most of our listeners are very excited about. This is going to be the 40th anniversary of the passage of the bottle bill in New York State, and NYPIRG and other groups are trying to update the bottle bill to build on a success of the last 40 years. Ryan, what are some of NYPIRG's and other groups' ideas about how to modernize the bottle bill?
This campaign, we're really looking at, you know, the fact that this has been an incredibly successful law over its 40-year history. I mean, it's reduced roadside litter by 70% over that time, but, you know, it is getting to be a little bit outdated here. So one thing that we've really highlighted is that for the past couple of years, the actual return rate for redeemable bottles has kind of stagnated around 64%. So a couple of other states like Michigan and Oregon have actually looked at a similar problem, and their way of addressing it was increasing the bottle deposit from 5 cents to 10 cents. And they've actually seen that their redemption rate, their recycling rates, have gone right up pretty much immediately afterwards. So that is kind of piece one of what we're trying to do with the bottle bill. We think that we need to modernize the actual deposit behind it. But we're also looking to expand out what bottles are actually covered by the law. The last update of the law was back in 2009, where water bottles were added to the 5 cent redemption. But what we also want to see now is wine bottles, liquor bottles, and non-carbonated beverages, you know, your sports drinks and things like that, added to the list of things that are actually covered by the law.
Now, I remember a couple of years ago, there was an effort to expand the bottle bill, probably along these lines. I recollect that one of the opponents actually was some of the municipal recycling coordinators, because some of the things that would be taken out were the things within their own waste stream that they could get some money for recycling. Has that, you know, concern by some of the municipal recycling programs been addressed at all?
So there is still a concern from some of these municipal recycling programs. So one of the major reasons for that is that plastic is actually incredibly valuable right now, particularly PET plastics. And so they actually don't want to see that removed from their waste stream. But where we actually do see eye to eye right now is on glass. So right now, a lot of the municipal recycling programs around the state are particularly interested in getting more of the glass out of their waste stream. So in fact, I was actually speaking to some folks over at Okra in the Syracuse area the other day about this, and they really want to see more and more glass taken out of their municipal curbside recycling. So we are definitely in agreement there. It's really kind of the plastics issue that we're not exactly seeing eye to eye on right now. But one of the things that they're really dealing with in their municipal recycling programs is the fact that these bottles are oftentimes breaking, whether it's in the bin or in the bag, when it actually gets to their recycling plants. And it's really just kind of jamming up the works when they're attempting to recycle. So that's definitely where we do see eye to eye on, but it's really some of the plastics that we're not seeing it as eye to eye on at the moment.
Now, has the new governor, Governor Hochul, weighed in yet as to whether or not she supports an expansion and improvement of the bottle bill?
She has not yet. What we've been doing so far this month in November is that we've been calling on her to put this bill into her executive budget. Her predecessor, Governor Cuomo, actually supported an expansion of the bottle bill back in 2019, I believe. And so we're hoping that she'll be on the same track. She's, you know, just in her first couple of weeks, she's really gestured towards a real interest in serving environmental legislation here in New York State. So we're really hopeful. But our strategy so far is we've created a series of sign-on letters that we've been delivering to her regional offices, asking her to put this into her executive budget come January. And now we have over 100 groups that are signed on to that sign-on letter from across the state.
I recently was watching an old Seinfeld refund, and it was the one where Kramer and Newman were trying to become rich by taking the 5 cents deposit in New York, and I believe bring it to Michigan, which I think had 10 cents or something.
A classic.
How do we deal with that problem that, you know, are all the neighboring states going to have the same level of deposit on the bottle bill?
Well, so there's actually quite a variance across the country in terms of what the different bottle bills cover. But one of the stipulations, you know, in New York and in Michigan, for anybody who's trying to do a get rich quick scheme that's listening to this, unfortunately, those bottles are not necessarily, you know, interchangeable. You can't do a big road trip with your bottles and bring them to Michigan. Because there is, you know, A, just kind of a difference in the law, and B, you know, they're not as, you know, the law very clearly stipulates that you can only bring back your bottle to the state in which you purchased it. So unfortunately, if anybody's trying to, you know, make a quick buck by driving over to, you know, the Great Lakes region, they're going to be out of luck, unfortunately.
I understand you all have been, you know, doing some type of road tour with the bottle bill. And I actually say one of my first jobs for Nightbird, 74, 75, was driving a school bus to upstate county fairs to explain the bottle bill. Spend the summer doing that. But what's your tour at this point?
Yeah, so we are on tour. We're in the midst of it right now. On the 5th, we had an event up in Buffalo where we were rallying with groups including Sierra Club, League of Women's Voters, Citizen Action Campaign. These types of campaigns have all been really bought into this. And what we've been doing is we've been bringing a tall, 20-foot tall inflatable bottle where we have been bringing it outside of different municipal buildings and calling on local legislatures and Governor Hochul to modernize the bill. So it's been really great. You know, it's been a really wonderful conversation starter. When we were in Buffalo, we set it up in Niagara Square, and a bunch of high school kids immediately came running over and they're like, "What's the deal with the bottle?" And we were telling them about the bottle deposit. And, you know, it was funny. You know, one of them immediately said to me, "Well, no, I'm not going to go out of my way to return a bottle if it's only a nickel." And then when I pointed out to him, "Well, what if there were 10 bottles and you got a dollar back?" You know, he started nodding his head and was like, "You know what? I probably would do that." So it's a really great conversation starter. We also, in just the past week, have gone to Syracuse and Binghamton. And in the weeks ahead, we'll be going to New Paltz, Long Island, and New York City. And we'll be releasing a report that's going to be looking at the different bottle redemption centers and their relationship to being in food deserts this coming week in Albany as well.
And I do remember when I lived in New York City, which obviously has a much higher density of buildings than, say, in Albany, there, in fact, were a lot of people, you know, some of them homeless, we were really out there, you know, collecting those bottles. That was a lot of people were relying upon that. In the last 2 minutes left, 90 seconds, you know, what is the political situation looking like? You know, what's the opposition? Why wouldn't we want to modernize the bottle bill that's been a success story over the last 40 years?
Yeah, so there's this misconception right now that, you know, this is going to be put on the backs of consumers, which I definitely want to stress is not the case. And that's a lot of the kind of scare tactics that's coming out of, you know, your major corporations, places like, you know, Coca-Cola, and, you know, some of these liquor companies that haven't been affected by the law, but now would be. But this would not be put onto the backs of consumers here. This is a refundable deposit. You know, when the bottler passes it down to the consumer brings it back and recycles it. Right now, what we actually see is only 64% of redeemable bottles in New York actually are redeemed into reverse vending machines. And so that number has been stagnant for quite some time. In terms of the unclaimed bottle deposits, somebody might be wondering, well, if we're recycling 64% of them, what happens with the rest of them? Those other bottle deposits actually go into a portion of it goes into the state general fund, which then goes into the environmental protection fund. And so what we definitely want to see is with this increased deposit and that increased money that would go towards the state in the case that those bottles aren't redeemed. So we'd definitely like to see these this money being invested into underserved low-income communities to actually be able to expand their recycling programs and their programs to clean up litter.
Ryan Thorensen Carson, Environmental Campaign Coordinator, Nightbird, nightbird.org on the web. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.